You're tuned in to Eric's Movie Club. And now, here's Eric.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You are tuned in to Eric's Movie Club. I am Eric. Glad to have you along. And we all use streaming services these days. There is one thing that always happens. We spend way too much time choosing something to watch, and that's where I come in. Every week I'll be giving you a recommendation, something you could find on one of the major streaming sites that I think you will enjoy. And this week's recommendation, or recommendations, more on that coming up in just a few minutes, is actually one that was from a request. My buddy Mike said, can you please recommend something from Netflix, specifically a Netflix original? Yes, I can. And so that's what today's recommendations are, because I actually have two programs that I'm going to be recommending. Both are Netflix originals, and they both deal with the same topic, which is why I'm recommending both. And that topic is the extremely notorious and awful serial killer, Ted Bundy. Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, which is a documentary series, and Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, which is a dramatized movie, also about the life of Ted Bundy. I also have a third recommendation that I'll be doing on this show, but that's coming up a little bit later, so we'll get to that when we get to that. Let's start here with movie news.
Movie news.
The Godfather 3, it's not as bad as a lot of people say, but it was one of the most disappointing movies ever when it was released. Godfather 1, Godfather 2, among the greatest movies of all time. So when The Godfather 3 came out and it wasn't up to the standards of the first two, how could it be? A lot of people were disappointed. However, Francis Ford Coppola, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Godfather 3, is releasing a new cut of the movie. This one is going to be called The Godfather, Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. And Coppola says that he created a new beginning and ending and rearranged some scenes, rearranged some shots, some musical cues. And with these changes and the restored footage and sound and everything, he says this is a more appropriate conclusion to the trilogy than the original movie was. It will have a limited theatrical release in December. We'll see if he's right. We'll see if this movie redeems itself a little bit. If you are a Disney Plus subscriber, which, by the way, I am not, even though I do a podcast about streaming services, basically, I do not subscribe to Disney Plus. You're probably not totally thrilled if you are a subscriber that they are making you pay $30 extra to watch the new live-action Mulan movie. That's a bit ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. It is available now to watch, but you have to pay $30 extra on top of your monthly subscription to watch the movie. I don't understand that, but that's what they're doing. You will be able to watch it for free eventually if you are a subscriber, but you'll have to wait. Starting on December 4th, the new live-action Mulan will be available to people with a Disney Plus subscription for free. What I think they're trying to do is avoid people using a free trial, taking advantage of a free trial, watching the movie, and then canceling their subscription. I think a lot of people have probably done that with some of the other programs on Disney Plus, you know, the Mandalorian, stuff like that. So I think that that's what they're trying to avoid. But making paying subscribers pay extra just to watch a movie, I think, is a bit ridiculous. So if you are a Disney Plus subscriber and you haven't yet watched Mulan, please wait until December 4th. It's ridiculous to have to pay extra just to watch a new movie. So anyway, that's my piece, and that is movie news. Let's move on to today's movie recommendations.
It's time for Eric's movie recommendation.
So we have two recommendations for today. The first is Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes. This is a documentary series from 2019 created by and directed by Joe Berlinger. Now, this is a very interesting documentary series. Ted Bundy chillingly tells his own story in this four-part documentary series. My second recommendation for today is Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. This is a 2019 movie also directed by Joe Berlinger, same guy who made the documentary series, and it stars Zac Efron as Ted Bundy. It also stars Lily Collins, Kaya Scodelario, Haley Joel Osment, Jim Parsons, and John Malkovich. Where can you watch these two projects? Well, since they are both Netflix originals, you can only watch them on Netflix. So why should you watch these two programs? Well, first thing I want to do is start by saying this. I'm glad that the true crime genre has become so popular in recent years. And one of the reasons why is because it makes sure that the victims of these awful crimes are remembered. And that's the most important thing. And that needs to be said, as interesting as it may be to kind of get yourself into the mind of these crazy people, these awful serial killers and whatever. Ultimately, the serial killers, these awful people that this true crime content is focusing on, they are not important. The people who are important are the victims. And so that's why true crime, as entertaining as it may be to so many people, that's really what's special about it and important about it. We have to keep those people in our memories. So I just want to say that right off the bat. Now, we'll start with the documentary series here, Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes.
My name is Ted Bundy.
I've never spoken to anybody about this. I am looking for an opportunity to tell the story as best I can.
This is a four-part series, each episode coming in at around an hour or so. Now, what makes this an interesting series, in my opinion, is that Ted Bundy himself essentially narrates it. There are two reporters, Stephen Michaud and Hugh Ainsworth. They interviewed Bundy while he was on death row back in the early 80s, and the interview was recorded on tape. And Bundy himself was fairly candid, and they were able to use this basically as the narration for this documentary. Now, naturally, and this needs to be said as well, everything Bundy says has to be taken with a grain of salt. I mean, this was a person who attempted to deceive people any chance he got and tricked a lot of people and did some awful things. However, he is pretty candid, and there are some things that he says that line up with what is determined to be the official narrative here. Now, one thing that I think is a flaw about this series is that it seems to be what Bundy would have wanted all along. We gave him the spotlight with this documentary. We let him tell his own story. And I think if he were around today, this is what he would have wanted, you know? And I think that was a little bit of a blind spot on the part of the production here and on the part of the filmmakers. I think there was a lack of awareness here. They basically gave Ted Bundy what he always wanted, which was the spotlight, to be the center of attention and everything like that. So I think that is a flaw, just a little bit of a lack of awareness there. There are also interviews, of course, with people who knew him personally and some of the surviving victims as well of his crimes. So they are there to kind of fill in the story. Now, obviously, this gets pretty chilling at times. I would say a strong stomach will come in handy when you watch this documentary series. Some of the details get pretty heinous, as is the case with just about every true crime program, true crime documentary, everything like that. Also, I will say, if you have already read about Ted Bundy, if you have already watched documentaries about Ted Bundy, you probably won't learn anything new with this series. So really, this recommendation is for people who are dipping their toes into the true crime waters, maybe wanting to start watching some things in this genre. And for people who don't know anything about Ted Bundy, you will learn things in this documentary. I'm interested to see what you think. I highlighted my flaw with this series earlier. I think you may enjoy it. And so I would recommend that you check it out. Now, moving on to my second recommendation for today, it is the movie Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile.
Number six, step forward.
If you don't stop screaming, I'm going to kill you.
Number seven. Step forward.
If you don't stop screaming, I'm going to kill you.
Now, miss, do you recognize any of these suspects?
Number seven.
It's too long. That name is too long, I have to say. This was directed by the same person who created the documentary series, Joe Berlinger. Now, the one thing that really stands out to me about this movie is the performances, especially from Zac Efron in the lead role as Ted Bundy. I think he did a really great job and was probably the perfect choice for the role. Not only does he somewhat resemble Ted Bundy, he was perfect for it because he was unexpected. it's kind of weird seeing Zac Efron play such an awful character, right? Such an evil person. And you know what? Ted Bundy in real life deceived a lot of people. A lot of people knew him personally, did not think that Ted would be capable of doing such awful things. And so I suppose that it is kind of interesting that Zac Efron, who we never would expect to play a role like this, played it so perfectly. And that's kind of interesting. He really was fantastic in this movie. Now, overall, the acting is really what shines about this movie. I mentioned the actors earlier, you know, Lily Collins, Kaya Scodelario, Haley Joel Osment, Jim Parsons, John Malkovich. They really bring it in this movie, and they are very, very good. I think that's what ultimately shines. This movie has been criticized a little bit for glamorizing Ted Bundy. I don't know that that's necessarily true. What I would say is this movie definitely sanitizes the image of this awful, awful person. It really shows the personal side of Ted Bundy. It shows, you know, him with his wife and with his family, and it shows a softer side of this truly horrible human being. And so I think it definitely sanitizes Ted Bundy. It does show you the darker moments, but I think that they, just like with the documentary series, actually, it's almost the same criticism I have with the documentary I have with this movie. They just seemed to not have an awareness, right? They had a little bit of a blind spot when they made this movie. And I don't know. I think that's a flaw, certainly. And that is something that has been echoed by the critics of this movie. A lot of them said the performances, great. They had a missed opportunity when it came to portraying this person, though, and they did seem to lack a bit of an awareness in the filmmaking. But again, that is for you to judge. Now, if you are new to the true crime genre, maybe you are not ready to watch a documentary. Maybe that might be a little too much. Maybe you're not ready for all the details, all that kind of stuff. It's definitely a lot more real when you're watching a documentary because you're seeing the actual person. So maybe this is a way to get you into the story of Ted Bundy. And unfortunately, they don't really focus on the victims as much in the movie, which I think is another flaw. But this is a way for you to learn about this guy and not see the incredible heinous details, see a dramatized version of it. I think it's an interesting movie. I think they could have done things differently, and it certainly has been criticized, but I would recommend that you check it out and form your own opinion. Do you think they sanitized the image of Ted Bundy? I'm interested to see what you think. Now, I do have a third recommendation for today, and let's get into that. Now, typically, in this section of the podcast, I would talk about other movies, maybe some things relating to the movie that I'm recommending on that particular week's podcast. This time it'll be a little different because I'll be recommending a book. And that book is The Stranger Beside Me by Anne Rule. Now, in this book, Anne Rule talks about her personal connection with Ted Bundy and gives quite a bit of detail about the case against him and his victims. Now, let's talk about Anne Rule for just a moment. She worked in law enforcement for a number of years. She ultimately became a writer and a reporter. Now, despite her busy job and raising children as a single mother, she also selflessly found time to volunteer at a suicide helpline. And this is where she met a young Ted Bundy and worked very closely with him. She actually got to know him pretty well. And despite following all the details of the murders that started to happen around the Seattle area and then ultimately in Utah and in Colorado, even though she was following this case very closely, she never suspected that her friend Ted, who she knew from the suicide helpline, might be the primary suspect and might have actually committed these crimes. She would go on to write, as far as I'm concerned, the definitive account of Ted Bundy's life, the lives of his victims, and the details of his crimes in her first book, The Stranger Beside Me. She has written several true crime books in her lifetime. However, since we're on the topic of Ted Bundy, I'd recommend you start with The Stranger Beside Me. There have been several updates to this book since it was released in 1980. I mean, he was still alive when the book was released in 1980. The most recent update came in 2008. Probably worth checking out the most recent update. Probably be the easiest one to find as well. I do want to mention, just in closing here, that Anne Rule passed away a few years ago in 2015. She was 83 years old. If you do end up watching the movie or watching the documentary series or indeed reading the Ann Rule book, please let me know what you thought. If there is a specific genre you'd like to see me cover on here, let me know. I do take requests. I mean, this episode came from a request. My friend Mike wanted me to suggest some Netflix originals, so I did. What about you? Is there anything you'd like to get me to recommend on here? Just let me know. Also, if you have any movie-related questions you'd like to ask me, any movie debates you'd like my take on, just reach out. You can get in touch with me at the Eric's Movie Club Facebook page. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you again next week.
This has been Eric's Movie Club, a Giant TV production.